some people believe that home builders, developers, the real estate industry have too much influence on county government. And I'm wondering if you agree.
I agree there is too much influence by various special interest groups in county politics. And that's why, number one, not only do I support public financing to get all money, all special interest money out of politics, labor as well. But also, that's why I push so hard on the ethics and lobbyist registration. That was a very, very important piece of legislation that took a long time to get passed, but was able to pass it with unanimous bipartisan support. Because again, I think people have a right, citizens have a right to full sunshine, full exposure of who's lobbying who, how much they're spending, why they're spending it, and what they're lobbying for or against. And so I'm very happy. But it didn't go far enough. And there were a couple amendments that I was disappointed that were not adopted, and that as county executive I will be spearheading. And that's number one, full disclosure, immediate disclosure. As you might recall, one of the amendments that I did not support allows for summaries. It doesn't say who's paying your salary, it doesn't say what they're paying, it's a summary. The other part that I was disappointed is it's not online. You actually have to go to the auditor's office and ask for a copy. That's ridiculous. In a time where it costs, $100 to fill up your vehicle, the last thing you should be doing is requiring people to get in their car in Graham and drive all the way down to the annex to get a copy of lobbyist filings. So I want to put that all online. The other thing I think we should do, similar to what the federal government has done, is to have a two-year a window where a county employee is not allowed to go and work for a lobbyist. A lot of county employees are working intimately with organizations that are lobbying the council. And I think to avoid any appearance of conflict, I think to have a two-year moratorium on leaving the county and then going to work for somebody that you were approving or reviewing their land use applications or their bids, I think makes a lot of sense. And so those are the three or four elements that I think we need to still do to truly take as much undue influence out of the process as possible.
The ethics bill has passed. I'm curious what you think of the implementation of it so far.
I think it should be enforced much more strenuously. My sense is the Ethics Commission is doing little if nothing to implement it. And we continue to have folks lobbying the council or testifying before the council, and I don't think they filled out their lobbyist forms. So as county executive, I can't control that as a individual member of the council, but as county executive, we're going to get serious about fully enforcing the laws on the book and making them even stronger.